Hi there, folks. This is the Mel Wright Real Estate Agent podcast show. This is episode 54. Really looking forward to this show, folks. We've got a friend of the show coming back. That is Jason Green from New Jersey. He's a quite experienced real estate agent. And I'm going to let you introduce yourself, Jonathan.
Oh, well, that's me. I'm Jonathan Green. I'm a real estate agent with my team is called Trust Green with an E at the end at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, New Jersey Properties in Montclair, New Jersey. I've actually only been in real estate on this side for 2 years, but I spent my whole life on the other side. So it was a pretty quick uptake for me. I appreciate being back on the show. It's my second time with you, so thanks for having me on.
No problem, John. I'd like to my co-host, Jason Bates. I'd like to introduce yourself, Jason.
Yeah, hello. I'm Jason Bates, host of a podcast out here in Phoenix, Arizona called Valley of the Sun Real Estate Show. You can check that out by visiting my webpage, www.valleyofthesunrealestateshow.com.
How hot was it today, Jason?
109.
Cold,
isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, that's drafty for Phoenix.
That's right.
I'm the main host, folks, and main mischief maker, Jonathan Denwood. I'm the founder of Mel Wright. So, Jonathan, we thought we'd have you back on because when you last came on the show, you were just about to start working with Chris Smith and Jimmy and Curator, and I thought I'd have you. I think how long ago was that, Jonathan? Was that about
3 months, 3 or 4 months?
Yeah, I think it's more like 4 or 5. Actually, time goes quick, doesn't it? So you've been using them. So what was your rationality to actually hire a firm like Curator?
Well, when I got in, I was looking at all the systems because I'm a technology person. So there was no system that I wasn't going to find to at least look at. And initially, when I was new to real estate, Curator just looked expensive to me. Everything about it looked amazing, but I didn't have enough business to look at it and say I can spend that right now. But I kind of just sat on it. I guess I would call myself a Curator stalker. I would just watch everything and look month after month. And then as my business started to pick up, the cost started to seem more reasonable to me. What I didn't realize is exactly how much value would be inside. And then if you remember the last time I was on, it was like my site was being built and I was really chomping at the bit to get to it. And since the day I went live, it's just been the best decision that I could have made. And the best one I've made in real estate so far, for sure.
All right. So you looked at some of the competition. What were the main contenders initially that you looked? Did you have a short list?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think everything else is a little more segmented. And my issue in the beginning was I was logging in and out of 5 different systems a day. I was using a CRM. I was going into, SmartTip. I was looking at Zillow. I was going into too many different systems. I was probably wasting a good hour in a day just logging in and out and trying to make sure all the contacts were the same everywhere. So I was really looking for something that was all encompassing. And as I looked around, there were maybe a couple of options, but Curator, I knew from a technology standpoint, was going to be for me. I'm just a geek, and I want systems. And I didn't even realize how integrated it was until I got in, had the first conversation with them, and then once I did, it was like a kid in a candy store. I just couldn't get live quick enough.
So what are the main elements of Curator? Can you give us a quick outline?
For me, it all starts with Chris Smith and Jimmy Mackin, because as owners of a company, you really don't expect them to be as hands-on as they are. I email them and they email me back in 2 minutes. Jimmy's doing a refresh webinar every week. Their staff there is phenomenal. Everybody responds to the support questions, and they have a lot of clients and they respond. And Chris Smith is, doing water cooler touring the country. But they're always available. And obviously, just like with many, you know, popular applications, you end up in a kind of mastermind group. And that's been one of the greatest things for me is our private Facebook group for just clients of Curator. And it's just a place where there's not that many people. So you can really bounce ideas off and you can learn and you can give into that community and everybody seems to help each other. From the wide spectrum, it was really the integration. I was looking for something that would do everything, which includes the training on Facebook ads. And I was good at Facebook ads. And then when I came onto Curator, I realized I wasn't so good. I just knew how to put an ad up and I wasn't really thinking about all the things I needed to. And now it's just like a machine. You know, what I've been taught, I just do every week and it churns results for me and it drives traffic to the website, which is a beautiful website. I mean, the best that I've seen, which is what was really attractive to me. And the, you know, one of the main things for me was that it's really the exclusivity. There's only a couple people in each market that can have it. So, you know, if you recall our last conversation, I had an issue with another company because they were exclusive and then they decided to not be exclusive anymore. Yep. And I like exclusivity. You know, if I'm going to pay a certain amount for something, I want to know that not everybody can be using it right next door to me.
So they, as of outsiders to some degree, but like yourself, I follow Chris and Jimmy, and I think they're two great guys. And I studied their program and that. But they as an outsider, they seem to have three main pillars, Jonathan. They seem to have their website, which is based on WordPress technology. I think that's a great decision because I'm a total WordPress junkie. Mm-hmm. And then they've got Follow-Up Boss, which they use as yep. their content customer management system. And then I think they've got a relationship with Happy Grasshopper. I think they use them.
You got them.
So let's start with Follow Up Boss, which are how do they integrate the drip marketing with Follow Up Boss? How much is that a key part, and how does that work in with Facebook? Well, I say that the other key part of it is Facebook, isn't it?
Because absolutely.
So it's Facebook email, follow-up email marketing, having a really fantastic customer management system like Follow Up Boss and the website. So I know this is a little bit long-winded, but there's four key bits. So can you give some broad outline so far how you see these four pillars working together in their system?
Yeah, I mean, the main thing is that they're seamless. You know, everything is connected, and that was one of the biggest issues. You know, if you get a lead from your Facebook home value ad, it's going to go right into Follow Up Boss, and you're going to get an alert in 1 second on your phone. Then you can just open up the Follow Up Boss, send it to somebody else on my team, or respond right there. And then from that, all my contacts from Follow Up Boss sync with Happy Grasshopper. So my, you know, all of the emails that I want to send out based on the ads that I'm running and based on the content that I'm driving, they're all just sitting there ready to go. So there's the main thing that holds it all together is really their system, which integrates them all. So anything that comes in on my website, Facebook, Zillow, anywhere outside, all comes into Follow Up Boss. And, you know, your regular Follow Up Boss is fantastic. It comes with a number of drips. But when you are on the Curator platform, you have many, many more drip campaigns that were carefully written by Chris and other people at Curator that are targeted to be responses from us to get responses. You know, we're trying to get appointments, and these are things that maybe are automated, but they don't seem automated. I've never been a fan of automation because I always thought that it just seemed impersonal. But the way that they've thought it out changes the game. I don't even know the percentage, but there's a very like 50% or more will respond to an automated text and email that goes out because it doesn't sound automated. I actually changed one to say, this is automated, but I'm not. I'm gonna contact you in, you know, in 30 minutes, at least, so I have some leeway. And I just think that as a complete platform, it is seamless. You get trained, and if you're techie at all, you will be on fire from the start. And if you're not techie, you'll get trained as much as you want from inside people at Curator, from listening to Jimmy, listening to Chris, and listening to their staff who knows everything about all the platforms.
Oh, right. That sounds good. Jason, have you got a question?
Yeah, so it sounds like this is a system that integrates everything into one, simplifies everything. And I think realtors like simple. I like simple.
I like it.
I like simple, right? So, and as far as hands-off goes, you're saying that somebody, you put a Facebook ad out there, whatever, they respond to that ad. It then goes into your follow-up boss, which then automatically puts them on some type of campaign or drip mail campaign that you're
speaking
to this person. Your responsibility then really is just to follow up with the follow-up to see if there's anything additional that you can provide them with, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the system is set up to help you, but I've always said, anytime anybody's asked me about Curator, and I get a lot of calls from people who are interested in Curator and want to find out how it is there's only one way, one thing that can be the failure point of Curator, and that's you. If you don't do any of the work, there's only so much that everything can do. The automations are set up so that you can follow up on them and then drive appointments. But if you just think that the system's going to, you know, drive itself like Kit and Knight Rider, it's not going to work that way. I spend an enormous amount of time on the back end of my website, posting blogs. I run now, based on the trainings that I've got from Jimmy and Chris, I run in my market, I run seven separate best of the week blogs. So I run a best of the week, which is just the best new homes on the blog, for six separate towns around me, and one just for condos in my county. And I run an ad that blasts that out, and, you know, it gets a lot of activity. And those people are all future buyers. That's what I love about it. The blog posts are set up where I have so many people signing up for my blog, and I'm not going to harass them, but they're going to continually receive blog from a variety of towns, and they'll stay interested. And those are all future buyers. And the thing about Curator that works so well through Facebook, and how everything that you do through the system, blogging, and then making sure that your site is perfect, drives you future customers. So when I started with Curator, I was solo. It was just me. But right when I knew my site was going to go live, I immediately started building a team, because I knew that I wasn't going to be able to keep up. And I still can't keep up, but I'm thankful for that.
So your team, what is it now? Have you got do you have an assistant? And have you got a buyer's agent that helps you?
Yeah, I have three buyer's agents, and I'm a little anal retentive, so I don't even have an admin. So the problem is I do too much of the stuff my own, which is something I'm going to get out of soon. But the volume is so high that I need the other agents to take the buyers so I can focus on my listings.
Now, looking back before Curator, where do you think, with some look backs, some reflection, where do you think before you signed up Curator, where were your biggest weaknesses and the things you weren't really aware of until you went through the training with Jimmy and Chris and started using Curator? What has become evident to you that you weren't so aware of?
Well, I don't think I was as smart as I thought I was. I mean, not in life. I mean, hopefully I'm smart in life. But no, I'm a technology trainer, so I was doing a lot of tech training. So I guess that I assumed I was on the cutting edge. And then, you know, embarrassingly enough, I'm happy to know that I'm not even close. And I'm happy to finally stop trying to control everything and give over control, at least in terms of setting up systems, getting everything in place, so I don't have to do that. I was wasting too much time. I was wasting time in systems. I was wasting time trying to do too much and thinking that I knew what I was doing when there's a blueprint out there. It's called the conversion code, at least for me. You know, if you read Chris Smith's book and you want to make sales and you're not pushy. Chris Smith to me is not a pushy guy. I'm not pushy. I'm actually too passive, but I need a system to tell me, like, I don't like scripts, but I like to read scripts, because when I read through a script, then I can figure out what I want to do. But the more I read it, it just becomes part of what I'm doing.
Right.
And I think all of the things together really help me stop wasting time. And I'm still committed to that. Every week, I want to figure out another way where I'm not wasting my own time, something I can automate or hire someone to do so I can focus on my appointments. And that's the ultimate goal for me. And Curator has already helped me dramatically, and that's not going to stop anytime soon.
Oh, that sounds great. I think we'll go for our break, folks, and then we'll come back and we'll delve some more with Jonathan Green and his love affair with Curator. Be back in a minute, folks.
Buying or selling a home in the greater Reno, Tahoe area? I know the best CRS real estate broker, and that's Karen Conrad. And you can find her at KarenConrad.com or call her directly at 775-527-7021.
We're coming back, folks. We've got a fascinating conversation here with Jonathan Green. We could go on when we are for a while. So, you know, the... I'd like to go back to my question before the break. So I get this with a lot of agents, you know, you've got to be of a strong character to stay in real estate because it is a pretty brutal industry. So you've got to be a kind of A-plus kind of personality to keep at it, really. And, you know, you've been at it for like 2 years and... I noticed when you came on the show originally, Jonathan, that you're very analytical and you're very rational. Do you think, was it, you know, because I think one area which a lot of agents, they really don't see, they don't really understand the necessity to have content on their website and to keep building that content and how that's linked to the effectiveness of their Facebook advertisement and also getting more people to regularly go back to the website. So would you agree with those statements, and could you build them out a little bit more?
Yeah, I mean, I agree 100%. I mean, I think in any aspect, real estate or anything else, when I go to a website and it's not full, not full meaning messy, full of content that I want, I just check out. So if I'm trying to build my brand, which is me and my team, I need to be driving them back to something. So if I'm running a Facebook ad that's going to drive them to my website, I don't just want that one thing on the website. You know, I need to be creating content. It's why I run those seven different best ofs every week, and they are updated every week. And that's just consistent content. Then I have top 5 tips for home buyers that sits on there for a long time. Local school information. I build out pages just for communities, which we just launched. And so there's a page for Montclair, which is where I live, and that has, you know, some restaurants, parks. Because I eventually want to keep growing the content. And if you don't, nobody's going to stick around on your site. I mean, we have a beautiful search function that searches, you know, I'm linked to the MLS, so it's better looking than my local MLS. But I need other things on there, not bells and whistles, what I consider streamlined aesthetics, which is what I like. I want something that looks nice, but that has a ton of content, but that it's easy to get to as well. And that's what I think the site does. So I agree that if you don't do that, if you're not consistently creating content, building out your site, working, and not, I don't push the exact same Facebook ad out every week for the same things. I'm switching out the pictures, switching out the way I write the copy, because I honestly would get bored with myself if I didn't. And I think everyone else would as well.
So when it comes to the Facebook advertisement, what are their main recommendations about? I would imagine they've got a set of like 4 to 5 different template, and they give you advice. I'm only surmising this. Is that roughly correct? And what kind of advice do they give around Facebook advertisement?
Yeah, to be honest, it's the most comprehensive Facebook ad routine that I've ever... There's probably at least 20 different options that you can get in the Curator Facebook Guide. And they're just guidelines, and they'll link you to somebody else who did one. And for those of us who are on it, a lot of us post something new that we'll do in the mastermind forum on Facebook and then just get some feedback. Or you just start to become friends with these other curator people, and then you stalk their sites and you see what they do, and you take it. I mean, real estate advertising is about finding good things. I don't copy people's content, but if I see a good idea, like Judy Weiniger has the best July 4th fireworks schedule for like a million towns. I didn't have time to do as much as she does, but I saw it and I immediately built the 4th of July fireworks just for my town. And it looked great. I think it's easy to do, but going back to the content, if you don't have it, you're not going to get very far. And they have so many different options for building your Facebook ad. And then once you get comfortable with it, you know, then with Facebook, because you have analytics, you can try something.
Right.
You look at your analytics after 3 days and it's not good, you tweak something, or you look back, you know, if you're looking at a laundry list of ads, and I run a lot of ads, I can see which ones are working, and then you focus on those.
Yeah, I'm a great, like Jimmy and Chris, I'm a great fan of Facebook. I'm a member of John Loomer's Power Club, and John Loomer is seen as the leading WordPress expert. He's been on my other podcast, Jonathan.
All right.
We did a two-part special with John Loomer, and he's a great guy. He's based in Denver, and Chris knows him, and so does Jimmy. And he's an authority in WordPress advertisement. I just thought I'd mention that because you might want to join his club, actually, Jonathan. I'm sure you have a fantastic time.
Yeah.
John Loomer. This took some figures, and when I was listening last to Chris and Jimmy, they did a fantastic presentation about, because I think they were bringing out a 2.0 version of their website, and it was a fantastic presentation that Chris did, and they went through the pricing model. So I think I'm correct is that you got to commit yourself to 6 months, and I think, is it around 7,000 initially that you pay, and then it's around 1,700 a month plus?
I mean,
is that correct?
It's you're in the neighborhood. I mean, it really depends on what you spend on Facebook.
Yes.
So you're going to spend in the neighborhood of $1,000 a month for everything that you get. Which is phenomenal. Again, I looked for a year and was like, I can't spend it. And then when I put it down and my site went live, I was like, I would spend it all day, every day. And then your Facebook ads are what are going to add on to the end of that. So, you know, if you get obsessive, like I do, you can't stop. So you keep trying them. But when you see, you know, the best thing about Facebook ads is you can see the results. You know, if I get 55 likes on something and then that on the post, and then that turns into, you know, 20 new page likes, that's what's going to build up the people. And I didn't have a huge, a huge amount of likes on my Facebook business page when I started, but it's a steady stream upwards. And that's what I want, because I look at it and there's a lot of content on there. So the more people that I can find on there advertising the right way, I'm very happy with.
Yeah, I think the other factor, Jonathan, is that a lot of the competition really don't have that clarity which you get from Curator or somebody that can advise you if you're an agent and you're wanting to really build your business up. They provide that clarity about what you should be precisely doing on Facebook, and also having a website and other functionality that enables you to turn that paid traffic into actual real leads and real commission. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Yeah, 100%. I mean, I think when I look at all systems, again, the failure is in the agent. You know, a lot of agents all over the country spend tons and tons of money. They spend it on Zillow, they spend it on SmartZip, they spend it on this system, that system, and then they don't use it because they don't really know how. So every time I get a system, even though I'm super tech friendly, I will watch every single training that's available. Hundreds. I don't care how many. I'll keep watching them until I know exactly what I'm going to do. And one of the best things for me about Curator is that it never stops. Like next week, I'm going to learn 5 new things. And I think I'm, you know, tech savvy, but I know next week I'm going to go on Refresh with Jimmy and there's going to be 3, 4, 5 new tips. I have like notebooks full of notes, and every month I just look through them and see the things that I forgot to implement because I'm too full with the other stuff.
Well, I think one of the factors, and there's nothing wrong, most agents that consider Facebook is just boosting a post. They don't really understand Power Editor and the analytics, and nor should they really. In some ways, it's not a simple tool. But there's nothing wrong with boosting a post, but the post has to be well written, planned and executed. And most of the time what I see with most agents, Jonathan, is that they just choose a post that's really constructed quite quickly and they boost it. And it's not done very regularly and there's no real kind of planning involved with it. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, the 100% biggest failure on Facebook is not having a call to action and not driving them to a landing page. I mean, why are you running an ad if you're not sending them to a page where you can capture their information? And that's what Curator is great at. I'm always sending them to a page where they cannot even get access unless they sign up. And look, some people don't like that, but I spend a lot of time on the content, so I'm not just going to give it away for free. All they have to do, and there's a joke on everybody who does landing pages. Everybody knows this. We get a lot of like, name, FU, number, 555555. That's just part of what you get because they're going to get it however they want. But I still know they're reading it. I may not know who they are because I doubt that's their name, but I still know that they're doing something to read my content. So, yeah, I agree with you. I think there's a ton of failure of wasted money on Facebook and wasted money on websites or posting anything. If you post something and it doesn't link to somewhere where you can take the person's information, you're just wasting your time.
So, yeah. Jason, have you got a question you'd like to ask Jonathan?
Well, I was just going to make a comment. I've talked to many agents who spend, $10,000 on a website. This website of yours, I mean, or that Curator provides you with or whatever is fantastic. It's beautiful. It's clear. It's simple. Sometimes websites get a little complicated.
Yeah.
For $1,000, it's like, wow, that seems like a pretty good bargain when you're spending $10,000 on a website or somebody to develop your website. That's a year's worth of Curator right there practically.
There's no, just the visual part of it, at least for me, who is, aesthetically inclined, it's perfect, but it does everything that you want. It's MLS enabled. So everybody who's searching my site is getting exactly up-to-date information, all the things that Zillow doesn't have. So I actually have a reason to send people, look, stop searching on Zillow. You've contacted me 3 times about properties that were sold 3 months ago. Search my site. It's live and up to date, linked with the MLS. And every time they search a property, my little face is sitting in the bottom saying, with a review of mine right there where they can sign up and get me to show them the property.
And I'm not bashing really, Jonathan or Jason, but I am an experienced web designer developer with over 10 years experience. And I got to tell you, there are a lot of clients that, for just about is their money. But it always surprises me when people, a lot of the worst features on the website come from the client's insistence to some extent. I get my impression with Curator is that site, they sell it to a specific zip codes and you're the only agent that has use of that website in that particular physical zip code area, but and you can change some colors and that, but you don't exactly knock it all change enormous amounts of the fundamental layout of the site. Is that correct?
Yeah. You on purpose. I mean, yeah. Thankfully, or we would, you know, everybody's sites would be a mess. no, you can update a fair amount of photos. You can update any content you want, but the general structure, again, thankfully, will stay the same. And it works perfectly on mobile. They're so optimized for mobile. The last update was something where when you pull out your phone, it was perfect before, but now it's even better. Like, I look on my phone and I'm actually shocked because it's not the same view as it is on the website. It has to shrink itself so you can fit the things correctly. And it's so mobile friendly. And as any of us who run Facebook ads know, 99% of the people are looking at my ads on mobile. So when they click through to my site, they're going to be looking on mobile. So again, now we're talking about maybe you do have a great Facebook ad and you're running it to your website and your website's not optimized for mobile. That's 99% of the people are going to be clicking over on their phone. And if it doesn't look good on their phone, they're going to hold it against you.
Now, another... go on, Jason. A
couple questions here, because does it have a call capture for, like, signs, like a barcode or scan code or anything like that that would direct it back? Like, no. You could put a sign right on your sign, and then they call that number, and it goes and captures nothing.
There's a company, I'm sure, that they work with that can do that, but I don't use it. Yeah.
Okay. And then the IDX, one of the complaints I hear from a lot of agents is that they have an IDX on their website, but nobody uses it because they go back to realtor.com or Zillow or something like that. And they're frustrated with people not searching on their website. Is there any stats that you have from your website that would say the likelihood of them staying and searching there, or do they venture off your website and go somewhere else?
I mean, I think everybody searches on Zillow. I mean, because they assume that it's easier, but my job is to guide them. I don't care if they search on Zillow. If they're searching in the zip codes that I'm number one in, they're going to end up getting to me anyway. So I do know from talking to my clients who I'm working with, they end up searching because it looks better. It's easier to navigate. And the photos come up all at once on my website. So, you know, on the MLS, you have to click through each picture one by one. Right. On my site through Curator, they all come up. So that's a big deal for the MLS. You're wasting so much less time. Instead of clicking every button, they're all there. And, you know, the good thing about IDX for my site is a lot of people will say, other people's listings are there. All the agencies are prominently represented. All the agents are prominently represented. So when I run these best ofs, I'm not sneaking any business. All of my blogs actually say these come directly from the MLS. All agencies are represented. I'm working as a buyer's agent. You know, I'm not trying to trick anyone, but we all know in real estate that, you know, everybody clicks in and thinks they're talking to the listing agent on Zillow. Every, 50% of the phone calls are, you know, is your property available? And I said, no, I'm just running ads on Zillow like everybody else. That's not my property. I'm happy when it is, but.
What about video? Are you able to integrate video into the website at all?
Yeah, I mean, you can integrate video to any part of the blog that you want. You can drop a video in. I have a few of them in some of my blog posts. You can just drop a YouTube clip or Vimeo in and it pops up right away. And if you look at on the screen, which on mobile, the video doesn't go, but if you look at the front screen, you can adjust that scrolling video. Like I'm getting one made for my local area, which will include, you know, drone photography, because I look around at the people who use Curator and I just get inspired. I need a video. I need like a video with me in it. So, you can use video pretty much anywhere in the site. It's most effective on the blogs and the pages. On my Montclair page, I have a couple YouTube clips from the city and from one of the parks. So it's really like just dropping a link into the blog, and then it just populates right there.
Gotcha.
Sounds great.
Easy. Yeah, video right there.
I think one of the things is that because it's all based on WordPress, which is open source technology, and they put their own back-end interface onto it and short codes and that. Bit of techie talk there, folks. But it's a very powerful, very flexible, and where most agents, you know, I have a lot of agents come to me and they just want to use the iframe that comes from from their board, and I say, you know, it's worth $70-$80 to buy a really good IDX WordPress plugin, and then we can customize it if you want it, and it's, you just get a fantastic result. It's so important, and that's one of the things you get with Curator, isn't it, Jonathan?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I don't worry about where they're searching. I like when they're searching on my website, but as long, you know, the truth is, I have so many leads coming in just from using Curator that I don't have enough time to worry about it. You know, if I did, that would be great, but I would need to hire someone to do that. Mm-hmm. So the lead base just from Facebook is so phenomenal that you're just trying to, you know, work on warm leads. And yeah, that's what Follow Up Boss helps with. Cause you know, I'm not a cold caller. I'm barely a warm caller. So if I can go into Follow Up Boss and see who's warm, who just opened an email, you know, your percentage chance of conversion is much higher when you're only focusing on people who just reacted to something that you did.
Yeah. So I think the other thing that people don't realize with reflection, with because obviously I think you did use Zillow. Are you still using Zillow, or have you given up on them completely?
I mean, if it makes me money, I use it. So I'm not a huge fan, but my ROI is great. So.
Yep.
So
comparing the kind of quality of lead that you get from Facebook compared to Zillow, do you think there's a big difference in quality that you get from the two different platforms, or are they similar?
No, the leads are better that I get off of Facebook. They may not be as ready to convert. I mean, Zillow's aren't that ready to convert a lot, but I think that, you know, I get a lot of people just searching for fun on Zillow. And at least I know if they're requesting a home value from my site, they have an option to choose sell now, 0 to 3 months, 3 to 6 months, you know, just curious. And if they're just curious, I know I'm not putting pressure on them when I respond. I respond in a different way than I would to somebody who's 0 to 3 months. So I think by having systems that kind of vet the leads for you, it helps me, you know how to respond. So I don't respond the same to everybody. Everybody's a different story, and on Zillow it's very tough because everybody's just looking on Zillow for fun a lot of the times, and they're like, oh sure, I like information about a property, click, and they don't realize it goes to 4 people, and they wonder why they're getting bombarded in the first minute with calls, and then they hide and give fake email addresses. I mean,
yeah, that is a problem, isn't it? I noticed with your website that the other thing that a lot of agents don't understand is evergreen content. And what I mean, I'm just going to tell people, obviously you probably know, Jonathan, but I'm just going to tell our listeners. What I mean by evergreen, folks, is content that you construct about an area that can be useful for a year, 18 months, 2 years, with very little updating, which Google and Bing just loves, and can provide enormous regular traffic that actually increases. And the kind of evergreen content is around schools, local areas, parks, restaurants, anything about areas. And I noticed that you're starting to build that out about schools and that. But I just wondered, it's a lot of work though, isn't it, Jonathan?
Oh, yeah.
It's an ongoing process. So what are your plans about evergreen content?
Well, I mean, I worked, it took me 3 weeks to get the top 5 tips, or turned into top 10 tips, I think, for first-time home buyers, because I'm shooting for the 2,000 words. And when you think about it before you start trying to write that blog post, 2,000 words, you're like, oh, that's not that bad. And then you're like, I just wrote a ton, and you click the word count and it's like 420. You're like, okay, I have to do 5 times this amount. So then you keep going, you click it again and it's 900. So it was a long, long undertaking to figure it out. But then I started to dial back the numbers for things like schools, because I can use Facebook to push out this evergreen content also. So I have local school information which has just the way to contact every single school district in Essex County. So I push Facebook ads to it, and they also have links to great schools and niche so that people can see the reviews. And, you know, smartly under each area where the school information is a box, search for homes in this. So if I'm showing Bloomfield schools, there's a box that says search for homes in Bloomfield, and they can click that and they'll go direct to my search function. But yeah, the evergreen content's really important for Google Juice. So I have a lot of plans to do many, many more community pages. The first one's up of Montclair, and that the response to that has been great. I plan to grow that and plan to hit all the communities that I'm running the best ofs for. But it is a lot of work, something that most people will hire someone for, and I will too. So I can participate, but I can't, you know, I don't have the time to spend 3 weeks writing it.
Is this something, this awareness about evergreen, was it something that's was there before Curator or wasn't, or is it something that's just the importance of it has just been expanded by the training that you got from Curator? What would you say about that?
Yeah, it expanded. I mean, I knew about it. I was never good at it. And when they sent me to sources where I could do the research to know word count and what I need to get in there, that helped me to develop it, but it's a lot. I mean, there's a reason why most people, you know, 2,000 words is going to take you a long time. If not, I'm going to hire you, because it was an enormous amount of time that I didn't expect it would be. I thought I would sit down, write it, and it would be no problem. But the Curator definitely helped me understand what I need to get on there. And it's still a work in progress. I mean, I'm, you know, at it every single day, trying to figure out better ways of content, looking for sources. But again, now I have a plan. I know exactly what I need to do. It's just about finding the time to actually do it.
Well, I think we'll just have a couple more questions and we'll wrap it up, because you've got to go. Are you free for another 5 minutes? Maybe
I've got 5 minutes, and I got to go to pick up my daughter.
Yeah, that comes first, doesn't it, John?
Yeah,
don't want to lose your daughter, do you?
Yeah.
Now, what about, I think another area which a lot of agents really don't understand is the importance of keeping in contact with your biggest referral resource, which are the people that know you, done work with you, trust you in the community. And the more you can keep in front of those people in a non-interesting and non-abrasive way, the more they're probably going to refer to you. Would you agree with that? And do you think a lot of agents don't really understand that?
I think almost all of them are terrible at that, including me, including almost everybody I know, because it's very difficult. I just finished reading 7L, 7 Levels of Communication by Michael Mayer, and it pretty much changed every way that I think about what I need to do. It says stop advertising immediately and get to work and stick your head in and see what's going on with all of your referral sources. I think a lot of times we close a deal and look, I'm decent about keeping in contact, sending emails, saying hello, but I'm not going the extra mile and I need to. Something I just did that is client-based that I got from Jared James is, you know, my clients were moving in. We were at the closing and I gave them a pizza order form, and it says, you know, how many pizzas do you want on moving day? What time do you want them there? What kind of drinks do you want? They filled out the form and I brought the pizzas on moving day and gave them to them. And that's the thing that I need to continue, not just in the short term, but in the long term. So we've developed a VIP form for all of our past clients so they can fill it out, tell us what kind of foods they like, their favorite restaurants, favorite sports teams. So we have a basis to, you know, send things out of the blue, find tickets, you know, ask them if they want this, and invite them to things that are specific to their interests. So I agree 100%. I think anybody who says they, besides Michael Mayer, the most referred person in the country, if you're, nobody is doing it the right way for the most part, because it's very, very difficult. And you need to have a big team to accomplish it. And I need to bring somebody on to make sure they're staying on top of it again, so I can be on my appointments and then touching base with my clients when I know that there's already a constant stream of communication going.
All right. Got a question, Jason, to wrap up?
No, I think we've covered a lot. I haven't, I mean, Jonathan really covered a lot there. I had those questions about the website. Curator looks to be a fantastic resource for realtors.
Yeah, it is. So I think we've taken enough of your time. You've been a great sport, Jonathan. I'd like to say how people can get hold of you again.
Yeah, absolutely. So my website is trustgreen with an E at the end .com. And you can find me on pretty much every social media as trustgreen with an E. I'm on Facebook. My business page is there. Twitter's trustgreen, Instagram trustgreen, Pinterest, whatever you like. You can find me that way. And I really appreciate you guys having me on again. In terms of Curator, it's definitely not for everyone. It's a big investment and you have to be invested yourself. In yourself to get it done. You know, like I said earlier, too many agents are throwing money at so many sources, hoping that it will automate something and magic will happen and all the buyers will fall out of the sky into their lap. But it doesn't work that way. You know, no matter what you do, if you're not putting in the time, you're not going to get anything out of it. So I appreciate you guys having me on. Jason, good to meet you. Jonathan, thanks for having me back.
That's
great. Gotta go make a dance pickup now.
Right. Jason, how can people get hold of you quickly?
Yeah, you can reach me at my website, www.valleythesunrealestateshow. Connect with me on any social media. It's all right there on my webpage.
And folks, if you want any advice about the things we've discussed, obviously you can go to Curator, but there's a cheaper maybe form of advice. Send me an email and I'll be very happy to have a one-on-one conversation with you and talk about some of the principles that the two Jonathans and the Jason have been talking about in this episode. And you do that by jonathan@mel-right.com. Thanks, folks. Say goodbye, folks. Bye. See you next week.